This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the division.
It's hard to find.
Says you're going to be right there.
It's hard to find anybody that's picking them, though, to win.
Well, Andy, why would you?
Because they went to the LCS last year? I mean, someone's got to think.
And on the surface, have done nothing to improve the team. Is that fair to say?
They didn't do major things. How's that sound? They didn't do major things to make the team better.
I would agree with that. On the surface is the way I'm going to put it. For instance, I think Nolan Jones could be a nice upgrade for the lineup over Will Brennan. Could be. Let's see it. We've got to see it still.
Sure.
But, you know, he's had some success. If he could replicate what he did in Colorado, great. That would be an upgrade. You asked Mike about the Josh Naylor, Carlos Santana move. To me, you know how that works out? It works out if Kyle Manzardo is really good. I think it hinges on Kyle Manzardo more than Carlos Santana. At least I hope so. I can't imagine you made that. I would have understood the trade had you told me we're going to clear a spot for Kyle Manzardo and he's going to get 500 at-bats. Instead, you put a roadblock in his way who happens to be a switch hitter.
I agree with that. I think that's one of those quandary questions that you get into in the offseason. You're like, okay, what were they thinking with Manzardo?
I don't know.
Are you just trying to throw as many darts at the dartboard to make sure that you're ready to go?
Yeah. To me, the position was, all right, this is either going to be Josh Naylor's or Kyle Manzardo's. They're so geeked up about him that you'd move on from Naylor because he's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. And Manzardo will get the job. If not, you know, now at the end of this coming season. And instead, do they bring in Carlos Santana? Now, maybe that's just for a year. It could be this. Okay, tell me this. Is this
something?
Well, is
they're
it
playing that game?
Santana comes in. You know, he's pushing 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been on numerous teams over the last 7 years. Let's say he comes in, he's okay, but so's Manzardo, and the trade deadline gets here. And you have John Kenzie Noel, who can play first base. And you have Nolan Jones, who can play first base.
Maybe you need some pitching and you're making a trade.
You move Carlos Santana before the trade deadline to a contender that needs a bat. I mean, that's a possibility. We haven't really talked about that, but I think it's a possibility.
Yeah.
And you have Ralphie Velasquez in the minors, who you drafted. And Ralphie's probably a year or two away. So, I mean, there are guys there. Obviously, Carlos is a short-term fix here because of his age. I mean, that's obvious. I wonder if he even finishes the season here.
Yeah, he would be an atypical guy that you would probably give up at the trade deadline. I agree. I can see that too.
And if it goes,
I think these arguments you're making are pretty good.
If it goes south, Andy, then I think they would definitely trade him. Don't you?
Yes, without a doubt. Yeah, he'd be the first guy that. Yes,
I would think so too.
Because somebody would want a veteran like that for
you
the playoffs.
You truly have three other guys that can play first base. Manzardo, John
this whole Kenzie, right side of the infield thing turned into a quandary once the season ended last year.
Did you think it was interesting? I did. Exisa said Bazana mid-season. This year, he thinks he could be up here.
I think we agree with that, that's the earliest we'll see him.
I do, too.
Unless there's some kind of injury or he just is on fire to start the season. You're like, we can't leave him down there.
I think Mike was even more optimistic than we are.
Put it this way. If he's up before the break, then he's probably going to be someone who's going to have a shot for rookie of the year.
Yeah. Terry's in Cleveland. Terry.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Terry, what's up, man?
I'm always coming at you, Jeff and Andy. Y'all ain't made me a friend of the show yet, but that's okay.
Okay, you're a friend of the show right now because you begged for it. That's good.
I'm smiling.
He asked. He didn't beg.
No, that's true. He asked. Okay.
Well, I got a couple of problems with the Guardians and a couple of questions. Now, I disagree with Andy. I agree with you, Jeff. This is not about they did something. They have gotten absolutely nothing to me this offseason. And the reason why I say that, because you have to spend money to do something. And that they're not going to do. Now, my question
they
to
spent
y'all,
more money on Carlos Santana, though, than I think most people thought they
were still trying to figure out.
You need a bet. So what your team needs? You need a power bet. So you gave up one bet for somebody that you had that's really not going to do too much of nothing, maybe. But I'm saying they don't address their needs. They address money things that save them money. The guy just said, y'all interview said, the Jimenez trade was more about what? The contract?
Yes.
It wasn't about Bazano coming up ready to go, but it was more about them getting ready this dude and take their chances.
And Terry, the reason with that is, and you know what? I get this one. Though he's a phenomenal, phenomenal defensive player, his bat didn't really improve since the time he signed that contract. And when he signed the contract, he was having a good offensive year, and they were going to be on the hook for pretty good money, you know, coming up in the next couple of years for just a glove at second base. I've had a former major leaguer tell me, I don't need just a glove at second base. I need some pop if I'm going to spend that kind of money.
But that's the question. I'm saying, show me where the pop is at on this team. Because that catching position is absolutely horrible. Now, I mean, I know Nader, we're going to give him a chance. But I'm mystified why Hedges keep getting on this team when he's allergic to a bat. So it's not like he's a hell of a defensive catcher either.
Well, I'm just he's not pretty good behind the plate, though, Terry. He's pretty good.
Yeah, but would you hang your hat on him just for defense? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you got too many places where you don't got no offense. Now, here we go again, taking Nolan Jones back. Why did we get rid of him in the first place?
Well, don't get me going on that.
And all I'm saying is this. I just think that they're so busy trying to save costs. Because, listen, you, Andy, and me know Jose Ramirez's contract is the boost of the century. I'm talking about the high boost. Because he would have went anywhere else, he would have commanded so much money.
Yeah,
but he likes it here. And that's the only reason why this team is still so appealing to the fans, because Jose is there. I mean, you just think about it. The turnover is ridiculous. Now, okay, we got Kwan. We got Jose. Give me something else, Jeff. I mean,
all right,
what do I got?
Terry, I got one for you. And Terry, thank you. Friend of the show right there, Terry.
Friend of the show. Congratulations.
Don't you feel a lot better with Lane Thomas in center field this year?
I do. I was looking at that yesterday, and I was
Lane's a pretty good offensive player. And I don't think we're giving that enough credit.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And by the way, we have Class A too. He said that at the end. I was like, wait, what? No, we have Class A.
Well,
we do.
Look around the outfield. Steven Kwan's a terrific player and a great glove. Lane Thomas, pretty good glove in center field. He's not Miles Straw, and he's not Miles Straw offensively, thank God. So you've got a pretty good bat now in center field, and you have two guys in right field who I've been clamoring for this type of a player in this lineup. You have two guys who can scare the bejeebers out of a pitching staff. And two guys who you might be able to get out on a, you know, slider out of the zone. So you've got some swing and miss guys there. That's okay. Swing and miss guys can, you know, they can change games. I mean, when John Kenzie Noel hit that ball out of the ballpark in the playoffs, it was just, oh my God. That was just, that's the type of thing that these guys might be able to do for you. So I'm excited about the offense in right field. I wasn't excited when I thought Will Brennan was going to be getting 350 at-bats. And I don't mean to, you know, be harsh on Will Brennan. I think Nolan Jones is potentially a significantly better offensive player. Not just better, significantly better. And so that helps. At first base, Santana's going to be what he is. He's going to hit you 20 home runs and drive in 70. Something like that, if he plays enough.
Yeah.
Manzardo, my fingers are crossed. Second base, I'm not optimistic about anything there except maybe Gabe Arias catching the ground ball.
But Bezzano down the road, I mean, I'm optimistic down the road.
I'm talking about Thursday.
Right.
I think Brian Rocchio, I'm hopeful that Brian Rocchio discovered.
Can we see playoff?
Some,
yeah, let's see playoff
Brian Rocchio. Yeah, that here it is. It's on its way. Jose at third, we know what he can do. That's a no-brainer. And behind the plate, until Bo Naylor shows me that spring training was a mirage, I'm going to think he's a little better hitter and he's learned some things. So I'm a little more optimistic about the offense maybe than we've actually let on and talked about. Because if you actually break it down, you're better in center field offensively. Last year it was Tyler Freeman, you know, until you made the trade for Lane Thomas. And in right field, I'll take Nolan Jones over Will Brennan every day. And you mix in John Kenzie, Kyle Manzardo, Santana. Can Gabe Arias find a bat? I don't know. If he doesn't, he's not going to be here very long. You know, what's he get, Andy? A month? If he doesn't hit for a month and Juan Brito does in Columbus, they're going to make that move right away.
That's not going to take very long at all.
No. So Gabe, though he has the job right now, I don't think he has a long leash on that job. And hopefully Rocchio can hit. So, I mean, I honestly think a little bit more reason for optimism by guys here who were already here, maybe doing a little bit better.
I feel okay about the start of the season. I'm looking at this thing going, all right, no one really has a whole lot of trust in them. Nobody really thinks that they're going to win the AL Central. This isn't a much different feeling than last year, but I also think that in the equation, no one wants to piece together what a bullpen's going to look like. And you know how important that is. We all do. And, you know, I think the difference between being a, you know, what's the line? Everyone wins 60, everybody loses 60, right?
Yep. It's what you
and
do with
so
the other.
It's what you do with the other
120, 42 games.
Yeah. So, and how many of those are based on your bullpen? Especially knowing that your feeling of trust is probably too deep in the starting rotation right now. Can you agree with that? Right now, going into the season, you can feel rock solid about your two your number one and your number two starters. I don't feel so great about the other three.
I don't feel great about the other three at all. However, I do feel great about the organization's ability to coach pitching. Though I'm not crazy about right now Ben Lively, Ortiz, and Logan Allen as the final three guys in the rotation, I'm more than willing to sit back and say, Carl, coach them up. Organization, coach them up. Let's see what you have. Because, Andy, they have a track record. And I think they deserve credit for that. So, you know, on the outside looking in, it doesn't look like they've made huge strides to improve the team in the offseason. That said, I think they've earned our trust.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun season.
They seem to put a team out there every year that's able to compete. And I don't expect anything different this year. I really don't. Do you?
No, I expect what we've been kind of used to here. A team that's going to keep you through the summer. They're going to get you to September. And if things fall off there, then they... Yeah, I know. Fingers crossed. I'm the same way.
It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.